Attitude and heading indicators function on the principle of rigidity, but rate instruments, such as the turn and slip indicator, operate on precession. Precession is a characteristic of gyroscopes that causes an applied force to produce a movement, not at the point of application, but at a point 90 degrees from the point of application in the direction of rotation. The first gyroscopic aircraft instrument was the turn indicator in the needle and ball, or turn and bank indicator, which has more recently been called a turn and slip indicator. The turn and slip indicator is actually two instruments. There's a indicator which shows the turn, and there's also a metal ball inside of a glass tube which shows a slip or skid indication. It's called an inclinometer, and it has a black glass ball sealed inside of a curved glass tube that's partially filled with liquid, much like a magnetic compass. The ball measures the relative strength of the force of gravity and the force of inertia caused by a turn. When the aircraft is flying straight and level, there's no inertia acting on the ball, so it remains in the center of the tube between the two marks. In a turn made where the bank angle is too steep, the force of gravity is greater than the inertia and the ball rolls down to the inside of the turn. If the turn is made with too shallow a bank angle, the inertia is greater than gravity and the ball rolls upward toward the outside of the turn. The inclinometer does not indicate the amount of bank, neither is it limited to indicate indication of slip. It only indicates the relationship between the angle of bank and the rate of yaw. The turn indicator is a small gyro spun either by air or by an electric motor. The gyro is mounted inside of a single gimbal with its spin axis parallel to the lateral axis of the aircraft, and the axis of the gimbal is parallel with the longitudinal axis. When the aircraft yaws or rotates about its vertical axis, it produces a force in the horizontal plane that, due to precession, causes the gyro and its gimbal to rotate about the gimbal axis. It is restrained in this rotation by a calibration spring. It rolls just enough to cause the pointer to deflect until it aligns with one of the marks on the face of the dial, indicating a standard rate turn. The dial of this instrument is marked 2-minute turn. Some turn and slip indicators used in faster aircraft are marked 4-minute turn. In either instrument, a standard rate turn is being made whenever the needle aligns with the mark. The major limitation of the older turn and slip indicator is that it senses rotation only about the vertical axis of an aircraft. It tells nothing of the rotation around the longitudinal axis, which in normal flight occurs before the airplane begins to turn. A turn coordinator operates on precession, the same as the turn indicator, but its gimbal frame is angled upward about 30 degrees from the longitudinal axis of the aircraft. This allows it to sense both roll and yaw. Some turn coordinator gyros are dual powered and can be driven either by air or electricity. Rather than using a needle as an indicator, the gimbal moves on a dial on which is the rear view of a symbolic aircraft. The bezel of the instrument is marked to show wings level flight and bank angles for a standard rate turn. The inclinometer, similar to the one in the turn and slip indicator, is called a coordination ball, and it shows the relationship between bank angle and rate of yaw. The turn is coordinated when the ball is in the center between the marks. The aircraft is skidding when the ball rolls to the outside of the turn, and slipping when the ball rolls to the inside of the turn. The turn coordinator does not sense pitch. This is indicated on some instruments with the words "no pitch information" printed on the dial. What you need to know about a turn coordinator is the turn coordinator uses a miniature airplane to provide information concerning rate of roll and rate of turn. As the airplane enters a turn, movement of the miniature aircraft indicate rate of roll. When the bank is held constant, rate of turn is indicated. Simultaneously, the quality of the turn or movement about the yaw axis is indicated by the ball on the inclinometer. So the turn coordinator shows rate of roll while the aircraft is entering a turn, and then once the bank is held constant, the turn coordinator is showing rate of turn.